So tell us about your adventures in the publishing biz, because you've published some amazing books.
That started in 2005.
Was an auspicious year to start.
Yes, it was. And it was mainly because there were things I wanted to have in my store that I couldn't find, or they were really expensive on the out-of-print market, or it was pretty widely considered these things had really bad translations too, or just subpar translations, I should say. And especially dealing with the Dadaists and Surrealists, the André Bretons and the Tristan Tzaras and people like that. And so out of the whim, never having any experience in the publishing business, I said, I'm going to do this one Tristan Tzara book. And I talked to Lee Harwood, who was an English poet who knew Tristan Tzara and had a wonderful little book that was published by Coach House in late 60s or something like that on his poems.
Wow.
And I wrote him, and he wrote me back. This is all by regular mail. As I found out, Lee doesn't do email or didn't do email any time in his life. He just preferred
to. I love people
like
that.
So he wrote beautiful letters, which I just had to wait for. And anyways, he was enthusiastic about it. I said, okay, I don't really know anything about this, but I'm going to give it a whirl. So then, of course, you get into the rights quagmire and this and that. And before we knew it, I was learning quite a bit very quickly.
What is it about the Dadaists and the Surrealists that appeal to you?
I just love that time period in history, and they were responsible for so many of the important developments, whether it be in cinema or typography or just influencing so many different fields, artwork, and that kind of led to other things, but mainly them. And I've since done Paul Eluard. We have a number of his books, Robert Danos. It's a variety. It's a pretty significant list now. Black Widow has about 90 books in print now.
You've gone on to publish other imprints. You've created other imprints specifically for New Orleans and Louisiana titles.
Yes. Louisiana Heritage Series. Second Line Press does our Louisiana Heritage Series, and it does mainly 19th century and historical Creole poems and Creole writings and just different things, I think, including a couple of the Francis Parks and Kai's books, just in reprint. And then there's CCB, where New Orleans itself has to be a central part of the atmosphere of the book. And that's more contemporary fiction, with Louis Maestros and people like that, and David Fulmer for the mystery series.
One of these writers you've got here is Victor Sejour, and he was a poet and a playwright.
Yes, and he was born here in New Orleans, but really became famous in France. And at one time in Paris, I think there was either five or six of his plays running simultaneously, which was unheard of at the time. So it shows you how big, and then he just completely disappeared. And
right.
You never heard about him here at all. And then fortunately, Norman Shapiro, the great French translator from Wesleyan University, rediscovered him a while back and went to his works and pulled out what he thought were his two better plays and retranslated them.
And did you go to Norman or did he come to you?
I went to Norman about these. So these were published by a university press a while back and really had no distribution at all. And then
wow.
So we took them and redid them, and the university was happy to have us do so. So they relinquished the rights so that we could put it out and make it more widely available and at a price that's very economical.
So you're saving all these books for us, which is really quite a mission.
We're trying. It's fun. I love New Orleans. I love Louisiana. I've always have since the first moment I came here to visit one time in the mid-80s and as a very young person. And it just sticks with me, and I always miss it when I have to go back to Boston.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.